A newly released video shows that the white man who shot a black teenager in the USA to Florida had no obvious signs of injury after the late February incident. George Zimmerman claims that he shot Trayvon Martin in self-defense after being attacked. In Spain, police have clashed with anti-austerity protesters in the capital ahead of a nationwide general strike. Several workers from the country's largest union were arrested as they picketed at Madrid's bus depot. The strike has brought major disruption to public transport across the country. Europe's human rights watchdog has held NATO and European Coast Guards responsible for the deaths of 63 migrants fleeing Libya last year. The Council of Europe says officials failed to mount a rescue operation despite emergency calls and knowing where the boat was. The victims died last May after spending 2 weeks adrift. The BRICS group of emerging market nations is meeting in India to discuss a formation of a new development bank. The move is aimed at creating a counterweight to the likes of the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the European Central Bank. BRICS consists of Brazil, Russia, China, India, and South Africa. North Korea has reportedly begun fueling a rocket for launch in the near future. The Japanese daily Tokyo Shimbun reports that the rocket is expected to be launched sometime between April the 12th or 13th. Pyongyang earlier announced that it plans to launch a satellite. A group of senior U.S. senators have introduced a resolution calling on President Barack Obama to arm Syrian opposition groups. The lawmakers have also criticized the U.N.-backed peace plan because it doesn't call on Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down. Pro-Palestinian activists have gathered in Lebanon ahead of rallies dubbed Global March to Jerusalem al-Quds. The rallies will be held near Lebanon's southern border, as well as in Egypt, Jordan and Syria on March the 30th. The day commemorates Israel's deadly attack on Palestinians protesting land policies back in 1976. Gasoline prices in the U.S. are increasing sharply. The average price nationwide shot up 30 cents a gallon in February alone, reaching about $3.90. A new poll shows that nearly 70% of Americans criticized President Barack Obama for the high cost of the gas in the country.